I'm Rona Tarrant. Tributes have been paid to the former First Lady Barbara Bush, who has died at the age of 92. In a statement from the office of her husband, former President George H.W. Bush described her as a relentless proponent of family literacy. They were married for 73 years. Barbara Bush passed away shortly after deciding to forego further medical treatment for her failing health. President Trump has confirmed that the United States is having direct talks at high levels with Pyongyang to try to set up a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump made the comments as he opened 2 days of talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump said U.S. officials are looking at 5 different locations for a late May or early June meeting with Kim Jong-un, but said the location would not be in the United States. An investigation is continuing after the engine of a U.S. passenger jet apparently exploded in midair, resulting in the death of one woman and 7 others needing medical treatment. The Southwest Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Philadelphia after a window, wings and fuselage were damaged in the incident. The dead woman was named by the Philadelphia Inquirer as Jennifer Reardon, a mother of 2 and bank vice president at Wells Fargo in New Mexico. A new study on young people's attitude to abortion has found them more likely to support termination of pregnancy than older citizens. The Public Religion Research Institute said 54% of those polled said abortion should be legal in all or most cases, and that younger voters were most likely to support it. The survey also found that 62% of Americans see abortion as a complicated issue, with 36% saying it's simple and straightforward. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.